Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I will give you my earlier this morning. Continuing my 80s journey, I will give you my review on The Thing coming up in about 15 minutes. But I am very happy to be joined by our next guest. We have our final two guests today in our mystery blast from Royals past. Our next guest played for the Royals from 2003 to 2010. Former Royals outfielder David DeJesus joins us on the show. David, we appreciate you coming on. We are doing this to find out what former Royals like yourself are up to. So what's going on in your life?
Oh, man. I'm doing good. I'm living out on the West Coast. And my son is 11 years old now. It's crazy because he was born in 2010, my last year in Kansas City, and now he's 11, and I'm actually a coach for his baseball team. So it's a weird ride, but it's awesome.
How is that going?
It's cool. You know, when I was playing, I was like, man, I don't ever want to coach. You know, that seems like such a crazy job to have. But now being with his travel team and just coaching up these kids, I understand the importance of good coaching, and I'm trying to be that for him, and who knows where it's going to go from here, but the most important thing is me being there for my son and his friends on his team.
So we've been taking fan requests and allowing people to let us know who they want on the show this week. You were the number one person that people wanted on the show this week. What is it like to know that you're that kind of fan favorite still here in Kansas City?
That's awesome to hear. I'm so appreciative of the fans there. You know, they're just high-quality fans in Kansas City. You know, we didn't have really good – we weren't putting the best baseball out there on the field. But I'm thankful that they respected the way I went out there and played the game because I wanted to have fun and give my best every time out there. And it sounds like they appreciated that.
So you make your major league debut in 2003, but you made it later in the season, so you sort of missed the fun and excitement that season was here in Kansas City.
Oh, totally. Missed all that. I got there in September, and they were already out of it. But it was just a great time being around just the guys. And this is a good story. 2003, I get called up. They're playing the Texas Rangers. And walk into the park, my locker is between, on one side, it's Carlos Beltran, and the other side, it's Mike Sweeney. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right, I be seen, not heard, push my chair all the way into the locker and just do my thing. So Mike Sweeney walks up behind me. He's like, Dave, stand up. And I stand up, and he's like, he gives me the biggest hug. You know, Mike Sweeney's a hugger. He gives me a big hug. He's like, hey, you belong here. And that's something to this day, kind of, you know, that could have been a change career path type of moment. And he understood how valuable supporting people was. And whenever I get to see him, I always thank him for those words.
Right now we're talking to former Royals outfielder David DeJesus. So you actually replaced Carlos Beltran once he got traded to the Houston Astros. You didn't get a lot of time around Beltran. Was he one of your mentors? Was he a guy who kind of helped you early on in your career?
You know, not really. Not really as a guy that I can talk to. But watching him work before the game, during the game, after the game, it was, you know, hitting the weights when he needed to. The amount of time he put into his swing, just the way he attacked the game, was something that I watched from the sideline, and I was like, man, just the way he was, didn't let everything affect him. It was like, all right, if I went 0 for 4, if he went 4 for 4, you would not know the way he handled himself, you know, how he was doing. That's what I saw, and that's leadership sometimes. There's leadership like Mike Sweeney where he's going to talk to you, he's going to love on you, but there's other leadership where he go and does the right thing, and then other people see that, and they want to follow that as well.
You're one of the few players that actually played in Old Kauffman and New Kauffman. So the stadium was renovated from 07 to 09, and I remember that first day once it was completely done and the excitement that was there. What was it like to see the stadium transform basically your entire career?
It was awesome. The transformation that stadium made, it's one of the best in the game. To be honest with you, still, I played at all the stadiums. But when you go into Kansas City, you see that big sign, you see all the fire along the fence. It's one of the prettiest stadiums to watch a baseball game at. And, you know, they had some good ball there for a while. Now they're starting to reload and starting to bring some new guys up. But it is one of the best stadiums. If you're a fan, if there's a stadium you want to go to, I'd say go to Kansas City because it's visually just one of the prettiest stadiums to sit in.
So we talk about transformations. You also saw the transformation from pre-Dayton Moore to when Dayton started to implement his system and kind of his vision was starting to build. What was the difference you noticed in the Royals over from when you got there to when you finally left as Dayton got more comfortable in his position?
Dayton was just one of those guys that, you know, coming from over from the Atlanta Braves, you're like, oh, is this going to be Atlanta Braves? You know, they had to wear collared shirts all the time to the ballpark. You just didn't know what to expect. So that first couple of years, he was kind of just implementing just being around us. But once he got comfortable, it was just getting to know him was the biggest thing. This dude really handled people the right way. He really was upfront, talked to you how it was, straight shot you. And you can see the way he handled the COVID, where he took care of all the people that were working there. He was one of the first guys in baseball to step up and pledge to the workers that he's going to continue doing that. So he's just a guy that really cares for people, and that's what the biggest thing Dayton Moore did for the franchise. He cared about people.
One thing, David, that's really cool is to see a lot of former players like yourself say, hey, I know we didn't win as much as I wanted to during this time, but genuinely be happy for the city, happy for the franchise to see them have the success in 2014 and 2015, where a lot of former Royals have come back, a lot of former Royals sort of showed their support for what the Royals did a few years ago.
Yes, it was awesome to see, because I remember having the Mike Moustakas, having the Eric Hosmers take BP with us. They were the first-round pick. They take BP with us. And you just see how special these guys were. And then you have Greinke there, you know, at that time. You just see things were starting to build. And sometimes we're the subtractions that made the additions to get to where they needed to be. So, you know, I always have a place in my heart for Kansas City because that was the first team that drafted me. You know, I spent 8 years there. So that's always, if anyone asks me, where's your favorite place to play? It always starts with Kansas City because I was able to have an opportunity to grow my career there and establish myself as a big league player. But it's so great to see what they did, what they accomplished, because they changed the game. They really did. They were the first one that did that bullpen thing. They just had three studs on the back end, two close games out. You really only had six innings to score. And their offense did enough to get the job done.
Right now we're talking to former Royal David DeJesus. He was on the club from 2003 to 2010. What was it like to finally be bumped up to be a starter where Carlos Beltran gets moved out and then you became the Royal starting fielder and you had a lot of success early on in your career?
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to 2004. So I didn't make the team out of spring training. I thought I was going to. I do good in AAA, and at that time, probably around, I think early June, I got called up, and I go 1-for-23, and I'm hating my life. I'm walking to the ballpark every day, saying, I hope my name is not in the lineup. That's when you know you're messed up. In the big leagues, you're telling yourself that. So I finally get sent down, and it took me a while to really get my – it was more mentally. I was beaten up mentally. So it took me a month and a half to get back my swing back, thinking that I can play in the big leagues. So we were in Louisiana playing against the Houston Astros' Triple-A team. We got rained out that day. So we're all sitting around. There's a big TV in the locker room. We're sitting around. We're watching ESPN. Across the screen on the game, it says, alert, Carlos Beltran just got traded to the Astros. At that point, Mike Gerschle calls me into his office, and he's like, hey, Dave, this is your opportunity. Now, you know, you went up, you struggled last time. Now they want to see you grow, and here's your spot. You have a center field spot open. Go and take it. So I get to the airport, and funny is John Buck was a piece of the trade from the Astros side. We were playing against that team. We met at the plane. It actually ends up being he's my best man at my wedding. So that was pretty sick. But after that, I hit 309 for the rest of the season, was the Major League Player of the Year that year. So it was such an up and down season. But that season gave me the confidence to understand that I can play with these guys and I belong in the big leagues. And I was able just to continue that mentality throughout the rest of my time in Kansas City.
It's funny you talk about the confidence and you really feeling like you hit your stride. So my producer, Rob, the person that booked this interview, he thinks that you should be in the Royals Hall of Fame. Do you think you should be in the Royals Hall of Fame?
I mean, that's stuff for people to talk about. I know that I played some good baseball over there. You know, I really did. I feel like my best years were in Kansas City. So that's up to them. If they want to put me in, great. I'm always down to go back to KC. But if not, I still know that I gave my heart and soul to Kansas City. So that's all that I can really hang my hat on.
So you get traded in 2010 to the Oakland Athletics. You talk about Dayton sort of being a stand-up individual. What about that conversation do you remember when he tells you? Because you did play good baseball here in Kansas City. I mean, your last year in Kansas City, you hit 318. You had a great year, and then you get traded to another team.
I know, and I think it was – money. I was like, I had a $6 million option. So, you know, Kansas City at that time, once you're making a little bit more money, they were always looking to trade and that's the way it was for a small market team. So I remember I spent my off season in Chicago that year and I just got done working out and I'm like looking at my phone. I'm like, why is Dayton calling me? This is weird. Okay. Get on the phone. He's like, you know, you're a great player. We're so thankful for what you've done. And then there's always that but, because I got that same but when I got traded from the Chicago Cubs to the Washington Nationals from Theo Epstein. So I already had that but from Dayton Moore, but it was but, you know, we just feel like this is the best move for our team moving forward. And you know, I was like, you know, it's kind of a shock. Because you just plan on, you want to be that player that plays on one team through your career. And I saw the good things happening. You see the minor leagues, they're starting to load up down there, and you wanted to be a part of it. But baseball's a business, and you understand that, you know, sometimes guys got to go. There's subtraction that adds to addition on the long end. So I think that's what it was. But, you know, Dayton was great. He told me how it was. And, you know, it's just like, okay. Now I'm going to Oakland. Probably there were two teams that I did not want to go to, with Tampa or Oakland. And I was like, oh, man. All right, here we go. But it was cool.
And then when you think about it, you ended up playing in both Tampa and Oakland.
That's hilarious, right? The way the Lord works sometimes.
Last thing here, David, and I'm happy that you got the opportunity to come on. What do you remember most about your time in Kansas City? I know you didn't have the most on-the-field success that you would have liked to have while you were here, but you certainly were a fan favorite. It sounds like you enjoyed your time here. What do you think most fondly on your start here in Kansas City?
I think it's just that the steps of becoming a big league ball player is the growth of, I mean, getting drafted from a small town in New Jersey to stepping onto that big league field, and man, like, how am I going to make a career of this? But then the ups and downs of life through baseball, it grew me as a person and grew me as a baseball player. So, you know, the fans were great. They were there. It's just we didn't have, you know, enough firepower to compete with the White Sox, the Twins, those teams at that time. But it doesn't take away from me enjoying being a big league baseball player out of Kansas City. I bought a house there. My home was in Kansas City for those years. Being a big league baseball in Kansas City. So it was fun. I'm thankful. I built my family there. So, you know, I just want to thank everyone for showing up during those times.
That is former Royals outfielder David DeJesus joining us on the show today. He played for the Royals from 2003 to 2010. He was our most requested guest to join us this week as we celebrate the All-Star Game. David, yeah, man, it was an honor to catch up with you, man. I'm really happy you got a chance to come on today. Thank you.
It was a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.